In my last video, I talked about the reasons we can have brain fog. One of those reasons could be that we need to look into doing a candida or parasite cleanse, because it can be something that can give us brain fog or a lot of different health problems that we may tend to blame on menopause. So today I want to talk a little bit more about cleanses. Anytime that you have a party, you're going to clean up afterwards. You're not going to leave the mess sitting out. The food, you're going to attract flies and bugs, maybe even rodents. You're going to want to clean up after any parties. But a lot of us are partying in our body. I know I personally have partied pretty hard with my diet and lack of exercise. I drink a lot of caffeine. I also have a little bit of a weakness when it comes to sugar. I also love a glass of wine now and then. Anything that we do that is not healthy for the body is kind of like having a party in the body. So let's talk about things that we can do to clean up after some of the choices that we make that maybe are not the best. I'm going to talk about water first, because it is something that we just can't live without. How do we wash our dishes? We use water. How do we wash our clothes, our body, our skin, our hair? We always use water to cleanse, but sometimes we need a little dish soap or laundry detergent in order to get what we need clean, because it's a little dirtier than normal. We need to have a little bit more. So that's what cleansing basically is. I personally believe that if you're going to start a cleansing program, you want to start with a general overall cleanse. There are several types of cleanses. You can do a general cleanse, a liver cleanse, lymphatic cleanse. You have yeast or candida, and then parasite. I feel like there are multiple other cleanses that you can do, but these are the four I'm going to talk about briefly today. Doing a general cleanse can help prepare your body for a deeper cleanse. There are 7 eliminatory channels of the body: liver, lungs, kidneys, lymphatic system, the skin, the colon. Anytime you do a cleanse, you want to increase your water, increase your fiber, and make sure that you're having daily bowel movements. This is really important because you do not want that backed up in the system. It's almost like if you were to take your trash out to the garage every day and never take it to the curb for the trash man to come and take it away. Imagine what it would be like if you just kept putting more and more garbage into the garage. It's going to become smelly. It's going to become yucky, and you probably won't want to go out there anymore. That's similar to our body. You need to make sure that you're having a bowel movement after every meal that you consume. Normally, we're absorbing nutrients from the food that has been digested and pushed into the intestines. But the longer it sits there waiting, the more the body reabsorbs what's there. Again, with the same analogy of taking out the garbage, you do not want anything sitting in the intestines longer than it needs to. You want to absorb your nutrients and then move out the waste. So a general cleanse is going to cleanse the eliminatory channels of the body. If you do that for about 30 days, your body will get into a good routine of eliminating. That's when it's a good time, maybe trying a liver cleanse, especially if you've eaten a lot of processed foods, if you're a carbonated beverage person, if you like your alcohol or caffeine, then you want to consider taking that next step, helping the liver become healthier. The liver is a 2-part system. The first part is the largest part. It's going to filter out all the toxins. It actually performs over 500 different functions every day. And then it takes those toxins that it filters out of the body and it stores it in the little smaller part of the liver. But guess what? That can get full, and it will do one of a few things. It will either start pulling fat cells towards the liver to increase the size, or it may just dump it straight into the skin. And then you may have blemishes or skin conditions that maybe just pop up what seems like overnight. When you're doing a cleanse, you want a program that can help build and repair while it's cleansing, is going to give you optimal results with the least amount of side effects. You also want to increase your water intake, and then taking a good fiber supplement or increasing your fiber while you're doing it, you're going to loosen these toxins, and then you're going to have a fiber product that's going to come in and grab those toxins and remove them. If you're interested in any of these cleanses, you will find information on them inside of the description, because if I'm going to listen to somebody and they've done the research for me and I agree with them, then I'm going to go ahead and want to try it now. There are lots of different things that you can do for the lymphatic system. If your bowels are sluggish and you are feeling tired, then a general cleanse is a great place to start and see how you feel. But let's say that maybe you're not able to lose weight like you want to. The lymphatic system, if you can imagine, it's like having the drains clogged in your house and nothing goes down the drain and it just sits there. If your body is feeling bloated or puffy, maybe then it's time to consider looking at a lymphatic cleanse. So when I talked in my last episode about what parasites are like in the body, people think, F, that's for third world countries or really, really dirty people that don't ever clean anything. Guys, you can get parasites from your food that you buy. If you don't wash them properly, you're going to have bugs on that. If you garden and you don't wear gloves all the time, you can get little critters underneath your nails. They can absorb and climb into the body. I'm telling you that there are parasites everywhere, and that's okay because they're supposed to be there. What they aren't supposed to do is get into the body and take over. I have 3 dogs. I love them to pieces. They're allowed to go on the furniture. They sleep on my bed, but that puts me at high risk for parasites. There are so many ways to come into contact with parasites. As I talked about last time, pinworms are huge because little children get them pretty easily and share them with other kids and us. However, our bodies are designed to get rid of these things and to keep them under control. But if you've been under a lot of stress, or maybe you're eating a high sugar diet, maybe you drink more than you should, if you're doing any of this party stuff that I'm referring to, that lowers your ability to battle these guys. That's when the parasites and candida and yeast take over you, the host, and the balance is not there anymore. We have good bacteria in the intestines that can help us with keeping our immune system healthy. We have stomach acid. Our stomach acid is there for a reason. It is to kill bacteria, parasites, all of those things so that it's no longer a problem. But a lot of us take these stomach acid neutralizers. You may recognize them, Pepcid, Nexium. These proton pump inhibitors actually shut down the stomach acid in the stomach, and they can allow parasites that we eat and consume to get into the digestive tract and hence into the body. So taking those put us at risk for not being able to battle those parasites. Now, sugar, alcohol, caffeine, all of these lovely things that we just love to consume also lower our ability to fight off parasites and candida or yeast. So what are a few things that may pop up symptom-wise that may think that you need to do a parasite or candida cleanse? Brain fog, I already mentioned. If you have a lot of brain fog and you do a cleanse, you'll start to get mental clarity back if that was the problem. Sugar cravings is a big one. You have to understand that when you have these things in the body, they tend to make decisions for you. When you have a yeast or a parasite problem, you tend to crave all the things that it wants. Those things are going to lower your ability to keep them under control. For parasites, if you can imagine you have these little things inside of you eating away, maybe you bite your fingernails. Maybe you shake your leg or you chew gum constantly because you just have to have something to do. There's a theory that when you have little critters inside of you doing that to you, you can't help but react. If you're ready to start doing a parasitic cleanse or a candida cleanse, again, you want to start with a general cleanse. There's a parasite cleanse that's very handy for doing both candida and parasites. They recommend that you do it for 15 days on, 5 days off, 15 days on, 5 days off, and then one more round of 15 days on. The reason you're doing it for those 3 cycles is because parasites lay eggs. So you're trying to get them at every cycle. So we do our first 15 days, then you want to go off for 5 days and 5 days only. It allows the eggs to go ahead and hatch. You don't want those parasites to lay more eggs. So you're trying to create a little cycle that includes killing all stages of a parasite. This has shown to be really effective at killing parasites and also helping with yeast or candida. While you're doing this, it's really important to take a very good probiotic, make sure you're drinking your water, taking fiber, but also if you add in a low carb diet, you're going to have a better success rate because you're also not only killing, but you're also taking away their nutrition, their food, the things that they need to build and grow and thrive. And I just love the Doug Kaufman diet. It is just ideal. There's different stages of this diet while you cleanse. And I will share that also. These are all things that you can do to help your body heal itself, because that's the ultimate goal. Always check with your doctor because it's not for everybody. You really want to make sure that you give your body optimal nutrition. I'm a huge fan of Life Essence multiple vitamins. They give me a lot more energy. Just really try to make better choices. Your body will thank you for it.